Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here till 11. Feel free to get online and we'll take your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Happy to do that the first hour as well as the second hour. you guys all seem to wake up at 10:30. But we're here from 9 to 11 here to help you out. Feel free to get online. Of course, we're also broadcasting on the old Facebooks over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network and the YouTubes. I had it going, then it stopped going. I don't know why. I'll mess with it later if I can.
Maybe it has something to do with Google's problems.
It might. We can talk about that, Dennis. Let's get right into it. Let's get right into the news. What are Google's problems?
This is something that probably affected a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, I know
it affected
me.
You.
Yeah.
On Thursday afternoon, yesterday, or 2 days ago, sorry. Yeah. There was a massive Google Cloud service outage.
Wait a minute. The cloud went down, Dennis?
Yes, it did.
Wait a minute. There's supposed to be like these elasticities of demand and these multiple servers and these failovers, and the cloud's not supposed to ever go down. I heard
it's supposed to be impervious to failure.
That's
right?
What I've heard. Yeah, that's what they talk about all the time.
Not so much.
No problems, I thought. Interesting.
Not so much.
Okay. All right. Surprise.
At any rate, this is a Google Cloud outage that didn't just affect Google's products.
Wait,
of course, Google Cloud services underpin a lot of other services.
Oh, gee. So like, other companies were impacted by Google Cloud's outage. It wasn't just Google?
And on top of, I mean, things like Spotify were kind of wrecked.
Cloudflare, I heard, was impacted.
Well, that's the problem there, too.
Yeah.
Because in addition to Google Cloud services underpinning Cloudflare, Cloudflare underpins a lot of other stuff on the internet.
And that was impacted, so Cloudflare didn't have any kind of failover or backup. Why? Because they said Google would never go down, and then they decided not to have any kind of protections?
Cloudflare's problems weren't so much that their actual services were affected, but their consoles and their controls and their administrative functions were interrupted because apparently those interfaces are built on Google Cloud.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is there are a lot of interdependencies here.
Mm-hmm.
And one failure in one place that you think might not have anything to do with you might actually have something to do with you because something that you are using depends ultimately on that other thing down the chain. It's a supply chain problem.
Well, it's the whole issue of somebody saying the cloud is impervious to failure.
Well, that too.
You know, so they're out. Yeah, my issue was basically I love the Google Assistant on my phone, and I don't receive any kind of spam calls. So basically my Google Assistant will answer my phone and say, hey, this is Google Assistant. It actually sounds like me, which is a little creepy. And says, hey, what's your call about? And then the person says what the call is about. And then I can actually see on my phone what the call is about. And then if you're really going to want to talk to me and you're legitimate, you're going to tell me what it's about, and then I'll answer the phone. Otherwise, if you're a spammer, you don't say anything, and then it just hangs up. So I don't get any of those spam calls. anymore. But when it connected to legitimate calls, I was getting this interference, this crackly sound, because, of course, the calls are pumped through Google's cloud, which because my assistant was handling the call.
Right.
And it was impacting my ability to speak on my phone. So thanks, Google Cloud, for your outage. But again, that's the issue. You know, you talk about this. We don't know what went down at Google. They haven't told us.
Right.
They say they found the issue and fixed
it. Right. They said they found it and they fixed it. Mm-hmm. And obviously things are working. So yeah, they did something to make it right. But yeah, we don't know what happened.
Right.
We don't.
It was down for a few hours. So this is another story that is just crazy. go ahead, Dennis. This is a nutty one.
Okay. You've got a multi-billion dollar aircraft carrier.
Yes.
The latest technology that the U.S. Navy has, the Gerald R. Ford.
Ah.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. It's called the Gerald R. Ford. So it's not tripping or anything like that.
And I actually happen to know somebody who was stationed aboard that ship.
Nice. Yes.
So it was nice to hear about it and nice to see what they were doing with it and all that. However, among other things, they have some ovens that they use, of course, to feed the sailors.
Yeah. All right. Obviously, you want a cookie every now and then.
Right. Out of eight ovens that they had, six failed.
Wow.
And guess what?
Yeah. Here's the kicker.
Nothing could be done about it. Because the company that made the ovens has a contract with the Navy that says that only their approved technicians, either their own employees or contractors, can repair the ovens.
You can't make this up.
Now, the Navy's got people on board aircraft carriers that can fix ovens, okay?
They can fix
F-35s. Pretty much anything on the ship.
Yeah.
But
not their oven.
They can't do anything about it. So
you can't make this up.
They couldn't feed their sailors for a little while.
And an army runs on its stomach, I heard.
Well, they do. And navies too.
Yeah. So this is the lunacy, not only of the right to repair, but just of a government contract that would actually state or sign off on that they can't fix their own ovens. I mean, you know those ovens cost 15 times more than oven.
You and I can buy an oven for what? $1,500, $1,000.
Yeah.
They spend $10,000, $15,000, maybe
$1,000,000
on each of those ovens.
And they can't fix them.
And they can't fix them.
And of course, if they're deployed, you're not going to fly in some guy to fix you're not going to get a local appliance repair guy who's authorized to fix the Navy oven out to your ship. Just imagine the cost of that.
Yeah, either that or they've got to actually put an employee on the ship on deployment with the rest of the sailors.
That doesn't sound like a good use.
That sounds a little crazy.
And how crappy are these ovens to have six of them down? Six of them.
Well, that is the issue that flew out at me when I read the article. I mean, how do six out of eight fail?
That's lunacy.
That's a completely unacceptable failure rate.
Yeah.
In my mind, that alone should void any contract that they've got. Just because you can't have that many failures.
Right.
On a ship at sea.
Yeah.
That's, doing military work.
And who's the guy who said, you know what? All right, we agree. We love your oven so much that we will sign this contract to buy your ovens. And yes, only you can fix them. I mean, who's getting the kickback? Which general is getting the kickback on that order? Because there's, it makes absolutely no logical sense for that to occur. Some sort of corruption or grift has to happen in order to sign a contract that bad, in my opinion.
Oh, well, I don't disagree with you.
I mean, it's nutty.
And actually, the Navy doesn't disagree with you. They are actually going to be going to Congress to ask for legislation to be passed to deal with that.
Right.
I guess to basically void those clauses in all the contracts.
Well, that sounds good to me.
And I'm for it. And apparently the Army is for it too, because both of the services are going to be lobbying for that.
But of course the Air Force and the Marines, they're fine with it.
Space Force
is like, we'll send a geek up here later.
I would imagine that maybe the Air Force is willing to step back and say, well, I'll let the Army and the Navy take care of that for me.
It's so nutty.
And of course, the Marines are part of the Navy.
Well, yes, but I guess you're right. Maybe it covers that. So in other news, this is something that we brought up a little bit. We actually didn't bring it up during Brian on Tech Tuesday, but I wanted to bring it up. Lawyers could face severe penalties for fake AI-generated citations. So basically, the High Court of England and Wales says lawyers need to take stronger steps to prevent the misuse of artificial intelligence in their work. So if you're actually finding that you're using AI to generate case law or using it to demonstrate case law that has been wholly hallucinated by the AI, you're going to be facing some serious penalties if you're in the UK court, which of course should happen here in America too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
100%.
If you can't even use actual case laws and just use AI generated falsehoods, you don't deserve to be an attorney, frankly. So one of the cases in question, a lawyer representing a man seeking damages against two banks submitted a filing with 45 citations. 18 of them didn't exist.
Whoa.
18.
Wow.
Who's reviewing this stuff? You know? So if you're doing this in the UK and you're an attorney using AI, look, we are all learning to enjoy the quote unquote benefits of AI. However, AI's got a long way to go, guys.
It does.
A long
it does.
Way to go.
And we have stories about that too. But we'll get to them later.
We do. So we'll step out for a quick break. We got four lines wide open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
I was just hearing that commercial and it gave me reminded me of an issue that happened to me this weekend. I broke my tooth.
Oh.
On a frozen chocolate chip over there at the Yukon Dairy Bar.
No.
I couldn't believe it. I'm trying to lose weight and I've been avoiding things like ice cream right forever, but my future daughter-in-law and my son brought my wife and I to the Yukon Dairy Bar. I'm enjoying chocolate chip peanut butter pie, one of the best ice cream flavors I've ever found.
That
there.
Is a good one.
And minding my own business. And the thing about it is, there's a story, of course. My dentist has been trying to sell me a crown on the left side of my face for more than a decade.
Oh.
Get a little crack. We see a little crack in there, Eric. You're going to have to get a crown on that. Don't put it off. And of course, I've been putting it off for a decade,
okay.
More than a decade, to the point where during my last cleaning, the dentist says, you know what, Eric, you might be right. He literally said that. Maybe you don't need a crown.
Oh.
And then I break my tooth on Sunday. I'm thinking, uh-oh, it's going to be the I told you so moment when I walk into the dentist.
Oh,
and it turns out the one that broke was never even on anybody's radar.
Oh, not the one.
Not the one. But the cool thing, though, I bring it up because the ad talked about zirconia. They actually take a block of material. I watched it happen. And they scan your tooth. They take a block of material. It looks like a dusty block of material. And they actually mill what your tooth used to look like out of this zirconia material. And then they bake it at 5,000 degrees.
All right.
Then he's literally sticking a glue in my tooth and popping it in there, and I got a brand new bionic tooth. I can chew on chocolatey, chippity, whatever. And the thing was milled in 5 minutes.
They milled it
in 5 minutes.
Five minutes?
The whole process for my tooth replacement was like an hour and a half total. And I was just sitting there waiting for it to bake. There was a little bit of time there baking it. But man, the old days of getting crowns, I actually told him, you know, I might be more apt to get the other one fixed now that I've been through this one that I didn't expect and he didn't expect either. But the technology is so cool, right? In the old days when our parents were getting crowns, they were using gold and all that crazy stuff and multiple visits. And
oh, right, right.
I could chew on a tin can now back there. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Joey had a story, too, that we want to bring up.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing something with AI. Joey's a geek at heart, and he has an issue with a gift card. So he had a Home Depot gift card that when he scratched off the number, it also scratched off the PIN. Because we don't know. He used some sort of, I don't know. What did you use?
It was a coin. It was a dime. No.
All right.
Yeah, it was a dime.
All right, so you scratch it off, and now you can't get the PIN anymore.
Nope.
So you get $100 you can't use.
Nope. Yep. Well, they have it. I don't. Yeah.
So Joey, tell the folks what you decided to do.
So I was like, all right, let's go to the website, put in the, because I still have the actual gift card number.
Right.
Put in 0001. Enter. Nope. 002. Enter. I'm like, there's got to be an easier way.
Right. You're trying to guess the PIN.
Guess
number.
I was like, I got 9,999 numbers to go through.
Right.
I was like, wait, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, write a Python script that'll start at 0000 and sequentially add numbers, wait 2 seconds, backspace, and do the next one.
Right.
And it wrote a script in like a matter of seconds through Python.
So you basically have the browser up.
Yep.
And you're filling in the
number. It automatically fills in the number. I click on enter. Nope. And it waits a second, does it again, click on enter.
Oh, you're clicking enter. Though.
Yes, but I have to rewrite the script because if I hit tab 5 times,
yes,
it'll go to the window where the enter would be.
Gotcha.
So then I can manually do that, and then I have to have it go backwards 5 times, so control tab,
right,
and do the next set of numbers.
So
I'm hoping to write that script, or have ChatGPT write that script to force find the stupid PIN number.
It'd be interesting to see if that actually works.
I'm very curious. That's one of my projects this weekend.
If you can automate that, because obviously you don't want to sit there with your finger and click, 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 click every time. But man, that's a pretty neat use of AI. Now we have another AI.
Like, I have the gift card.
Yeah.
It's physically in my hand.
I know.
And it seems to be a thing with Home Depot's gift cards. Come, like, all the Reddit and all the stuff is all over this.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
We got a call coming in from Rhode Island, so you want to pick that up for you, Joey. And we're going to give another story about AI. So we have had a tech at Tab, and he decided, you know what, I'm leaving Connecticut, heading back to Kansas, and he goes, Eric, I'm going to go ahead and use AI to have it tell me where I should stop and restaurants and what have you. Well, he's turning out that he's regretting that decision.
Oh, no.
Because AI was making some serious mistakes about even the things that were supposed to exist didn't exist, I guess, from what I read quickly on a note he sent me. So I've heard lots of people do. I got a buddy of mine, too, who said, you know, I'm just going to use AI to tell me where I should go in Italy. I'm like, okay,
really?
Maybe you should make sure it's actually there. So AI's coming. It's getting there, but it's a little early. So we're going to have to see. Eventually, it's going to be there and give us some great, great things, but it's also making a lot of mistakes. So
tons of them.
I'm going to call it premature AI is where we are. We're not there at AI, artificial intelligence. We're at premature artificial intelligence.
We are.
That's what it wants us to think. It's smart enough to know how gullible we are.
Well, that's true, Joey. That is true. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Ray out there in Coventry, hang on. We're going to get to your calls. We've got 3 lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com, so you don't have to remember the links. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11, and three lines open for you, 860-522-9842. And let's get right to your calls. We got Ray out there in Coventry has a question. What's going on, Ray?
Hey there. How are you guys?
Good, sir.
I try never to miss you guys. Your information is great. I'm actually in IT myself, so I can identify with some of the issues you guys run up against.
All right. Well, we appreciate you're there.
Have you ever heard of a YouTube site, Scanner Payback or Scammer Payback?
Scammer Payback. So I have a feeling it has to do with the site where the hackers are actually hacking the bad guys. Is that what it is?
Yep.
And you, yeah. Go ahead.
I just came upon it by accident this week, and I've never laughed so hard in my life because he's getting these guys. He's giving their real names. He gives locations. One of the things he did is he set one up as a pizza place, and all these people were calling in to order pizza. And these scammers cannot figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah. No, I have seen those types of videos, and I think it's great. I think also that they may not be real. Like, they could be even fake videos, but I want to believe that they're real because they are
so
funny.
Well, I think this pierogi guy who is the one that is setting it up, at least the sites I went to on YouTube, I think he's fairly – I think he's legitimate. But, I mean, he's telling these people, he's giving them their real names, and they're going, no, that's not me. And he's giving the exact location of where they are, and it's just good to see the bad guys getting their due.
Yeah, and if it's the same ones that I've seen, he actually even, you know, hammers their machines. He runs the encryption on their own systems after a while, and it completely brings them down because he's actually tapped into their camera feeds too. You can actually watch what he's doing and then watch their reactions too.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's got what he's – I think it's called the Scammer Buster. And one of the things it says, do you want to delete all your files? They hit no, and it says, okay, then you sure you don't, you want to delete these files? And whatever they do, it automatically starts deleting their files.
Yep.
And in some cases, you can see it in real time. These people's files are pictures. And some of these people have hundreds of contacts, information that got off the dark web.
Yes.
With names, addresses, credit card numbers. So it's just really a good thing to see the bad guys at least once in a while getting their due. And these people just freak out. They start using obscenities. They shut the PC down. And when the PC gets shut down, that's fine. But the minute they bring it back up, it starts, continues to delete the files. So
it's a good thing too for people to realize that these, if you look at these call centers that he's going after, these are these are organized companies. They probably have better health care than you do. They probably have, better, PTO options where you can go. These folks are organized and they're paid and they're usually in the third world, is usually Indian call centers. And they are just, you should realize these folks are out there to get you. This is their whole job. And this guy from the videos I've seen, even says, don't you guys have any morals or don't you guys know what you're doing? I mean, some of that stuff too, right? He actually talks to them in some ways.
Yeah. And they sit there and they say, well, we have to support our families.
Right.
Okay. Well, there's better ways to do it than that, of course. But it's really because these guys freak out when they start seeing pictures of themselves or the files are getting deleted or he's giving the exact street address. And he's using their name. Hi, are you John Smith?
Right.
Oh, no, I'm not John Smith. Well, are you located at 1880 whatever road?
Yep.
Oh, no, that's not us. And he's zeroing in on them. And it's really, I mean, I've never laughed so hard in my life to see these guys getting their due.
I agree. So I think we'll probably put a link up there.
Yeah, putting a link to that up so that everybody else can check it out. And I'll be watching that, too.
Yeah.
Dennis, you are going to laugh your butt off.
It's just
so funny to see these guys getting their due. And they can't figure out what's happening. Why is this guy doing this? Oh, right. I watched a bunch of them, and I've never laughed so hard in my life seeing these guys freak out when they get it reversed. And the good part is, in a couple of cases, he was actually able to get a hold of the people being scammed.
Mm-hmm.
And before the money transferred, he got him out. Of course, these scammers are telling him, no, don't answer this guy, don't talk to this guy, don't have anything to do with him. And unfortunately, a few people just said they weren't going to work with the scam busters. But he was actually able to get in and stop these people from stealing up to thousands of dollars. So it's a good thing.
Very good. We'll share it out there, and that way people can really realize how organized these bad guys are. And they think they're doing it. Oh, I'm gonna have to feed my family. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Well, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So yeah, keep up the good work. I love listening to you guys. As I say, some of the problems you go through as IT support people, I can definitely identify with. And I find I learn something new every time, usually too. So
well, thanks, Ray.
Glad you're out there, and keep up the good work.
We'll do our best. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and we'll post that for people.
All right. So it is, I have come across those videos, and the more we can explain to you just how bad it is out there as far as how many folks are out there to try to cause havoc versus the rest of us just trying to get our jobs done, right? And they just feel like it's, we're just, they're going after Americans, or they're going after the Western world. It just seems like they seem justified in their work to be going after folks like you and me. And who are just sitting there minding their own business, and they're scamming. They're just trying to scam and scam and scam. And of course, most of these call centers are the support ones, your Microsoft ones, right? The ones that come up, we hear it all the time on our show. You know, call this number. You're call this number for Microsoft, and they'll help you. My own mom gets scammed by that, and I'm like, don't you listen to the show, Mom? And $350 later, I'm like, what are you doing? You don't call me. These scammers are able to go after folks constantly, and the Scambuster guy does mess with them pretty good. I wouldn't recommend doing it yourselves, guys. Messing around with the dark web is a bad thing.
Yes, do not try this at home.
No, because you could find yourself in some trouble, and this guy's he knows what he's doing, so he may find himself in trouble as well.
Well, yeah, maybe, but hopefully not.
So another news is a way for your calls, 860-522-9842. Anything you got there, Dennis?
Yeah, we're talking about AI. Mm-hmm. Failures.
Yes, sir.
Just like our former colleagues. And then there's a study that was done of different AI models.
Yeah.
And what they did, they were trying to test how these models reason.
Mm.
How are they handling the steps
of
addressing a problem?
Yeah.
And what they did is they used what's called the Hanoi puzzle, where you are trying to stack things in different positions, going from one point in your puzzle structure to another.
Yeah.
But along the way, there are rules, such as you're moving a colored ring to another post, and it can only go to another post with another ring of the same color, and it has to be a larger one underneath it than what's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or what you're moving, whatever there that you can structure that test in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately it is a logic puzzle,
right?
Where you're presenting a logic problem and you're having the computer solve it, which makes it a very good way to test reasoning for computers.
Yep. Yep.
Turns out that they are very bad at this.
Oh no, really?
Some of them were almost virtually ignoring some of those rules and conditions about the different moves that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Others were just, they were just almost randomly moving things around with not even paying attention to what was in a position in the first place.
Right, just moving them around.
Yeah, and it just underpins the fact that the AI models are not all there. I mean, they really are not.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they're given things that are designed to be easily handled by AI models, they aren't always stacking up. And it's
no pun intended.
Very disappointed. Boom, boom.
Yeah. And that's the thing you'd expect these technologies to be. If they're logic based, it should be that simple.
True. I mean, what does a computer do but test one and zero and then go here or there?
Yeah.
Depending on that condition.
We have heard a lot about the cheating that AI does. And, of course, it's programmed by humans. So maybe there's a lot of us leaking into the AI because, again, they're learning based on our inputs. So maybe there's a problem there. But yeah, the logic itself should be straightforward. Here are the rules. Here's how you play. And for the AI to ignore the rules, you know, I've used AI for just some of the silliest things now. You just start thinking, well, how can you ask the AI to do something that you would never, you know, you would have used a calculator for or what have you. Now I'm asking the AI to do it. And it actually shows you the formula that it's using. And it's like, okay, it's retraining our brains. And we have another story about the Wikipedia folks are all up in arms too, right?
Yeah, that's another problem. That's not so much a problem of the AI itself, but what is being done with it,
right?
Which is another completely separate issue.
Yeah.
But it's still a problem, and we've got to learn to deal with it.
Right. And so in the Wikipedia, they're summarizing, they were using AI to summarize the articles. Right.
Right.
What you were saying?
Yeah. When you see the article near the top, there would be this little block and it would identify it as an AI summary.
Right.
But apparently a lot of the editors who are actually writing the real articles
right.
are not too fond of this because they're afraid that people aren't going to be completely reading the article itself.
Right.
In some cases, the AI summaries are either incorrect or they're leaving gaps in the summary and not including pertinent information from the article.
Mm.
I mean, it's just kind of a mess. And at least one of the editors who looked at what they were doing or what they were proposing, I don't think this was actually put into full-time production yet.
Okay.
But it was something that they were evaluating. The word that this guy came up with was yuck.
Really? Gotcha.
So, and it kind of sums it up.
So, I mean, with Wikipedia, I mean, it used to be when we were growing up in the 90s, the teachers would tell you, don't use Wikipedia. This is the 90s.
Maybe 90s?
Was it 2000s? I don't know. 2000s?
Early
maybe?
2000s.
Okay. Yeah. Don't use Wikipedia. Don't use Wikipedia.
Well, when I was in school, we were told not to use encyclopedias. But
what?
We'll go back to that.
Why couldn't that was the only place you got the information on the sperm whale. You had to go to the encyclopedia.
Right.
And they wouldn't let you use it?
Well, yeah, in research papers, you're not supposed to use encyclopedias.
Oh, man.
Use them as a reference
to get you
to other materials to write your research
paper.
Come a long way from Cliff Notes.
Oh,
sure.
Where's that
guys?
Guy been?
But Wikipedia, I mean, they were telling you not to use Wikipedia. And now Wikipedia is saying, I don't want AI to read my Wikipedia to make a summary for my Wikipedia.
Right.
So, I don't know what's going on these days.
Everything old is new again.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I like the idea of having AI summarize it as long as it's correct. If I don't have to read the whole Wikipedia article about the guy's whatever the topic is, and it can just be summarized for me, isn't the idea of AI to save us time?
But like Dennis said, like it doesn't specifically know what is an important part. So say
correct.
If you're doing something on a general about a war,
yeah.
But it totally leaves out the wars he won, but gives you the wars he lost.
Yeah.
So like you're like, now this guy was a horrible general.
Yeah, it's a pessimistic AI.
Yeah. You know, it depends what side of the moon it woke up on today.
You're right, Joey. So that's an issue. So yeah, having some sort of summary that's more right down the middle is the key here. So we're going to step out for a quick break. We have four lines wide open on this beautiful Saturday. No, it's not beautiful.
Beautiful.
No, sorry. It's typical rainy Saturday morning here in Connecticut. Feel free to call in from anywhere on the planet. 860-522-9842 is the number. If you're using a cell phone, it shouldn't cost you anything. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And we got four lines wide open for you guys. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'd be happy to chat with you about your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Now, speaking of concerns, on Tech Tuesday, I brought up an article with Brian that kind of really bothered me. Again, I'm not a prude. I'm going to start with that. However, this article is Pornhub is blocked in these 17 states and France. How to watch anyway. So this is by Chloe Alabasnis of PC Magazine. To protest age verification laws, Pornhub is now blocked in France and a growing number of U.S. states. And she's talking about how VPNs can help you get around these blockades. So she dutifully explains what a VPN is, which is fine by me. I have no problem with you understanding what a VPN is. And then goes on to explain how you can use a VPN to get around age verification laws in your states. Now, thank you, Chloe. great news for those of the 17-year-old boys that are out there that are trying to figure this out, which, by the way, they probably could have written the article for you.
I was going to say, I don't think they need to be told.
No, But the point of this, that the reason I'm really just kind of cranky about this is, look, if we really cared to protect the children, you would not have to go about it this way, right? Tell me right now, Dennis, if the mouse doesn't want you to watch Disney Plus, are you going to be able to watch it?
Probably not. Not without using some kind of pirating or VPN or something.
Or you got to pay for the subscription.
Or you buy it. Right.
So Mickey Mouse gets his money. He's right. Figured out how to make sure that the content on Disney Plus is only displayed to those who pay for the service.
Right.
What planet do we live on where you literally can go to the interwebs and just Google whatever you want, and the most nastiest whatever you can imagine is displayed to a 9-year-old?
Right.
Right. Only now in the time that we live in. And again, I'm not a prude, but if you really are a lawmaker that says you care about the children, this has got to be fixed. This is so fixable.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. You simply have to make it illegal to display anything like that unless you have proven the person is of legal age to watch it. If you really care. Otherwise, as Chloe has described, it's a very simple thing to go around your law. And you can pop in a VPN and go anywhere on the planet and get to this material.
Yeah.
You don't need to just choose a different state. You can choose a different country. So the idea that these states, I think I just call it like it's pure virtue signaling. Like you think you're helping the children.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. I would want, as a parent, the ability to protect kids from seeing this at a too young of an age. Again, when I was younger, I did everything I could to find this material, and I couldn't do it. Trust me, I couldn't find it. You know, it was like gold if I came across something like that when I was a kid. But nowadays, it's just out there like crazy, and it can't be healthy. The stuff that's out there is not—it's not like finding that beat-up Playboy on the ground that we were all hoping to find, right? This stuff is over the top, and you definitely—if we care about children, you actually are a lawmaker that understands how to write laws that actually work. You got to tell these companies you have to make sure the content that you're displaying is shown to the people of age.
Well, yeah, and the best way to do that is to put some kind of a financial lockdown on it,
right?
Where you have to have signed up and you're paying money,
right?
Even if it's a small amount,
right?
But you have to have credentials for the service and so on.
That's the
best way to do that if that's what you want to do.
Right. The mouse has figured out how to not give you Disney without you paying.
Right.
Why can't we figure out how to not show, you know, snuff porn to 9-year-olds? That's how bad it is out there. So I don't know. This article, we'll put it up. It's already been posted on our Tuesday, Tech Tuesday links. But I just get mad at Chloe for the way she described it.
If you want to get around those things, here's how you get around the age verification.
Thanks, Chloe. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. 3 lines open for you. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.